Welcome back, guys, to the anime podcast. And this, I guess, this is episode 2. Yeah, I just released 2 episodes in a day. Anyway, welcome back to the anime podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about what makes Pain probably one of the best villain or anti-hero of all time in anime history. Now, keep in mind, this is my opinion, and I've not watched every possible anime out there. I've watched a lot. I've watched more than 100 titles, you know. There are thousands of animes out there. But I've watched most of the popular ones that most people have watched. And now, I think Pain is one of the best written character. One of the best written characters out there in the anime world. I mean, Naruto has always been filled with great characters from Itachi, Kakashi, Jiraiya. You know, most of the characters in Naruto were well written until Kishimoto got tired of the story and decided, you know, let's exempt some of these characters. Let's forget about them. Let's forget about the storyline that we started them with. And let's focus on Naruto, Sasuke. Anyway. Naruto is one of my favorites, probably my favorite anime of all time. But let's talk about Pain. Now, one of the main reasons why Pain was such a great character was the fact that he was such a logical character. He was so logical. There was a scene when he asked Naruto, "What do you consider Pain, or what do you consider justice?" And Naruto was like, "I'm going to kill you and bring back Pain. And bring back peace to the ninja world," right? And he was saying that he might do all of this and you destroy him. At time I say, well, that indeed would be justice, you know. But it is with that saying that he used, is that same admission that Naruto gave him, that he used to show how much of an hypocrite Naruto was. He was like, well, that indeed would be justice. But then he was like, but what about my family, my friends, my village? You know, your leaf village and other great nations destroyed what was my village, killed my parents, my friends, my families. So if what you are saying is indeed considered justice, then I am justified in the actions that I am taking right now. And Naruto went silent, and that was such a great point, because it shows not just the hypocrisy of Naruto, but it's one of the biggest hypocrisy of humans. And this is also one of the reasons why the idea of revenge should not be practiced. Because the thing about humans is that although we are able to be logical beings, we are still emotional at the end of the day. Right? If you have a father or your mother that is out there doing the most gruesome things, they are killing and destroying a lot of people. But to you, they are the most loving parents. Right? You don't know that they are killing and destroying all of those things. But to you, they are the most loving parents. If someone should cut them down and get rid of them out of your life, even if you also know, hear about the bad things that they used to do, it's almost as if it's not registering, because all you know and all you can recognize is that my parents, who are lovely, who treated me so wonderful, are now dead. And you are the cause of it. And you, all your hate and attention is going to be put towards that person who rob your parents from you. And this is just one of the negative side effects of humans. And this is also why Pain was such a great character, because he was such a good character. He was a character that understood humanity then. He understood exactly what human beings wanted. His speech about human beings not being able to understand each other and, oh, we will never achieve peace, was so spot on. Right, there's so much things that makes us different than things that allows us to be united. You know, wealth, this, you know, you have rich, poor, black, white, you know, high and low. You have people who are presidents and you have commoners, and these people's lifestyles are totally different. You have ethnicity, culture, music that we listen to, things that I think are something that another person find funny might be something that's very sad for our next person. This is just the way that we live. And that is why you realize, especially now with globalization taking place, you know, they call it the sensitive era, the SJW or SJU or whatever, you know, soft era. But it's not necessarily that people are getting softer. It's just that people are now coming in contact with a lot of things that makes them uncomfortable. Globalization on the internet and everything is making that possible. Gone were the days when someone might have said something or an offensive joke about a Chinese. He probably would never have heard it because it was an American and within an American circle. But now it's publicized and all over the world. And you know, you run a joke about an African who probably back in those days he would not have had access to that joke or anything. And but now he's able to see it because globalization is now forcing cultures to blend and mix. And you can't just force people together. You have to ensure that it's a strategic approach where you're taking your time to allow people to assimilate with each other. If you try to force everything together, you're going to find that there's going to be an explosion. And that is what's taking place right now. There's an explosion of ideas and differences that cannot be put together. They're not assimilating together good, and they are causing problems, side effects. People are getting offended because you're saying something that's offensive to my culture, my beliefs. You know? And Payne was saying all of this. Payne was pretty cool saying that, listen, as human beings, we will never, ever, ever understand each other. Except for the part, and that is why his idea of peace was probably the most perfect. It would not rob you of your humanity. Madara wanted to put you in imagination, imaginary world, which was not perfect peace because that's not real, you know. Payne wanted to create so much Payne that would have affected everyone, that Payne would have allowed them to overcome their differences. You know, the Payne was so great that I can, you know what? I can accept the fact that you believe something different from me, because the alternative is to destroy you and you destroy me, and that's just too painful. That is why he was gathering the pain, the tail beast, right? He wanted to create such a huge weapon that whenever war started, it was a mutually sure destruction for everyone and every side. And if you look at today's world, that's one of the only reasons why there's not been another major world war like World War 1 and 2. It's because of the invention of nuclear weapons and the fact that it's mutual destruction. If any country, Russia, America, China, India, all of these nuclear capable countries should go to war, all it takes is one nuclear bomb to connect to the next country and it's over. If America fires one, China fires one, Russia fires one, and each country is able to at least hit one target, it's the suffering is going to be so much on both sides. No one will be able to escape it. And this is one of the reasons why Payne's idea of peace was the most realistic in terms of allowing people to be humans and not robbing them of their humanity, allowing them to choose. Right, you choose to fight and wage war, then you choose to bear the consequences as well. And the consequence of you fighting because you cannot accept the differences of someone else is pain and suffering, losing your loved one, not being able to sleep in your womb, radiation poisoning, can't find food, famine, war. When war bring about these things, famine, death, destruction, right? So when you are faced with these things now, you have another choice. Accept that, yo, differences are okay, we can live with it. And what got me Payne practically said, after a few years, generations go down, then parents want them about it, eventually they get comfortable in their differences and comfortable in life, they don't feel no hardship no more, they forget about the Payne. And so they will wage war again and then, bam, it happened again. Realistically, there will never be a time when human beings are living together peacefully. The only possible way is to allow us to rid of, first we have to get rid of our emotions and think purely logical. And even on a logical basis, people can have conflict, because if my logic is not aligned with your logic, then we are go over. And that is why you realize that society is bent on grouping people in organizations, schools that share the same idea. It's almost trying to create a uniform society where people are of one mind. It's trying to rob us of our individuality. And that is why if you as an individual try to stand out, society will beat you down. They will call you crazy, they will call you stupid, because they are trying to get rid of you being different. And that's the only way to really solve and get rid of war and strife. Realistically, it's by robbing what makes you human, getting rid of your humanity, what makes you different, just totally bypassing it and destroying it. Anyway, For me, Nagato, Pain, he's one of the best villains in Naruto. He was the only villain where I was like, man, if he kills Naruto, it's gonna be heartbroken. But at the same time, I would not be sad. You know what? This man has been through a lot. He deserves to be happy. The world should know Pain. Kokoi, Sekai, Itamiyo, Shinga, Tensei. One of the most amazing animes. I guarantee it is one of the best animes ever. I really like that anime. Anyway, people, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to my Spotify. Follow me on Spotify and all the other places where this podcast will be available. Anchor and all those other places, right? Follow me and make sure you guys support the channel. If you like what you're hearing, you can donate. I'm not asking for much, just a little donation if possible. If you can, so I can upgrade my equipment. I'm trying to also get some another host, but it's hard to find someone to spare the time to do a podcast with me. So I was wondering if it's possible to pay them, you know. It's better to have another perspective when you're doing this type of thing. Anyway, just make sure you guys support the thing by listening. If you can't pay, give me a donate anything. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Alright, bye.